Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Baisdefer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WYLL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good Tuesday morning to you. The main industry group of the U.S. National Cotton Council says that today it will launch three important studies, which will be key in its ability to compete in the global economy. NCC President and CEO Mark Lang told reporters in a briefing at the annual Beltway Cotton Conference that the first study will focus on the growth of the textile and apparel markets in the two biggest consumers, China and India. The second will place its attention on the environmental aspects of U.S. cotton production. And the last will look at the changing logistics like shipping and storage for customers of American cotton. All three studies should be completed in about 12 to 18 months. The Dow Jones Industrial Average trading at 9,064. It's up 111 points. The NASDAQ at 1650 is up 22.5. And the S&P 500 is at 942. And it's up 14.67.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Lernard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgro seed products, including Asgro's new Roundup Ready 2-yield soybeans. Lernard Seed Service provides services to help customers in East Central Illinois maximize profits. 217-497-2270.
Joining us now with a look at the day's agricultural weather is AM 580's Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave. And we're start off looking at South American weather, where dry, warm conditions occurred across all of Argentina's production areas yesterday, and high temperatures were mostly in the upper 80s and low to middle 90s. A few warmer conditions in southeastern Buenos Aires, with lows this morning not expected to be much cooler than the upper 50s, with many 60-degree readings. And very little precipitation is expected over the next several days. Looks like the next best chance for rain for the production areas of Argentina will come about on or around January 18th through the 19th, and then another better chance for rain after the 20th. There are some pockets of dryness in Argentina, but it does look like the areas most productive, the Cordoba region, has excellent soil moisture, and crop development should be advancing well there. Some immediate border areas are experiencing favorable conditions, but still need some rain, and the remainder of the nation is critically dry, and yield potentials may be falling, but again, those are in the less important regions of Argentina. In Brazil, rain was confined to the northeastern portion of the country yesterday and early this morning. Crop moisture stress will intensify in the western portion of the Rio Grande do Sul area over the next few days as temperatures turn warmer and precipitation looks to be just about nil. Any areas that receive less than an inch of rain over the last week, and they are likely to see some rapid drying conditions and a return to some crop moisture stress there. And no area will be more stressed than the western region of Rio Grande do Sul. Again, it is important to know that the Rio Grande do Sul does not represent Brazil as a whole. The majority of the country still has abundant soil moisture with no serious dryness issues, and most of the production cuts reported in the Paraná region recently and those ongoing in the Rio Grande do Sul likely be countered by fine production in the remainder of Brazil. And upcoming conditions there expected does look like they today and through Thursday, it looks like they'll have a chance for about a 50-50 chance for some precipitation in northeastern Brazil with generally a quarter to three-quarters of an inch of rain, and some local amounts may exceed an inch for each day in those regions. Then over the weekend, coverage will be around 75% for most of the production areas of Brazil with 30% coverage north up to three-quarters of an inch. Following that, it does look like they'll continue to have some scattered showers across a good portion of Brazil's production areas. As far as the U.S. and the Midwest right now, we do have the winter weather advisory across a good portion of the corn soybean belt, and travel areas may be impacted with some slick roads, but conditions not terribly bad right now. There will be a significant cooling storm that pushes in from the Pacific Northwest, and as that tapers off and pushes to the east, we're expected to tap into some extremely cold air that's been sitting across Alaska and portions of western Canada, and we could have some stress on livestock across the region as we head into the weekend. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
In the Monday night overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 6.38¼, down 4, last trade up 3 quarters. May, 6.52, down 1.5, last trade up 0.5. At the Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 6.15, down 1¾, last trade up 5. May, 6.28, down 1.5, last trade up 4.5. July, 6.40¾, down 0.25, last trade up 5. March corn opened at 4.10¼, down 1, last trade up 7. May, 4.20¾, down 3/4, last trade up 6.5. July, 4.30¾, down 3/4, last trade up 6¾. December, 4.54½, down 3/4, last trade up 6.5. January soybeans opened at 9.80, down 3¾, last trade up 21¾. March, 9.85½, down 1.5, last trade up 21¾. July, 10.04½, down 4¾, last trade up 20¾. January soybean meal opened at 298.70, unchanged, last trade up 5.10. January soybean oil opened at 34.87, down 3, last trade up 30. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning.
Well, the one thing that it's becoming apparent to me that that I'm seeing in recent trading sessions, Pete, in the corn market, is that if the market does have a little bit of a sell-off, it doesn't stay down very long.
Nope. It's been back and forth, back and forth, if you watch the last few days. And part of that is still we haven't had a whole lot of trading. We haven't got into full trading yet. Part of it's just the corn's been a follower. We've got crude oil up a bunch today. If crude oil goes down a bunch, it'll follow it. If it goes up a bunch, it follows it. The dollar, in the threat of the dollar going up, 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 and we're up 82 cents right now. We've been up another dime. Things are going up. That means that we're not over bought that bad for things to still go up while the dollar's up that high.
The corn rally has been impressive, and as you suggest, has been moving with the crude oil. Crude oil up, I believe, over $12 in the last seven sessions or something like that.
Yeah, crude oil is back over 50 bucks. Before the December went off, it hit 32. I think the low in the Feb was probably about 37 or 38, mm-hmm. and we're at 50 right now.
Yeah. So the when I'm looking at the charts, I'm kind of keeping my eye these days on the continuation charts and looking at a gap from when December 2007 corn went off the board at 422 to 433¼. How much resistance do you think that is?
Oh, that's big resistance. The last time, just last week, we had corn up to 423¾, and that 23 to 25 area is huge resistance. If we can go through that and keep going, we got a shot at the 450 area.
Turn your attention to the soybean market, where it looks to me like we're seeing profit-taking on long meal, short bean oil spreads.
We could be doing that, and it's also going up in front of the dollar going higher. Beans are more than $2 above their low they made on December 5th. And, again, over $10 in the front month. The back month's at 10:30. We're looking at adding to some sales in the beans here when we go to 10:30 in those months.
Do you think we're going to see March beans above 10.26, 100-day moving average this week?
That could easily happen. There's a lot of people with sales ready for that at that area. That's a big barrier. but they're looking at the 1030 areas. If we get to that, we should boom again and go on up to 1080.
Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and get your opening calls then on the grain side.
Opening calls today are beans 15 to 20 higher, corn 4 to 6 higher, wheat 3 to 4 higher.
What are you seeing over on the CME livestock front?
We're seeing mixed there all the way. We're worried about the higher dollar hurting our exports, even though we have tighter supplies of pork, poultry, and beef. Long-term, we're looking for higher prices.
Yeah, you're looking for better prices, especially in the beef market in 2009?
Especially in the beef market, correct, because of the small size of our stocks and the hope that the economy will turn around somewhat.
And we get back to the grocery store and start buying more expensive cuts of beef again.
Right.
All right, Pete, thank you very much. You have a grand day, sir.
Thank you, Dave.
That's Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. He joins us every Tuesday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.